to Councilmember Woodrick, so I will let him lead off on making your case.
Well, so we figure we've got about 550 miles of roadways here in the city of Rochester. Every year we're falling further and further behind in terms of the our ability to keep up with maintenance and fund future maintenance on all of those roadways. And one of the things that we can look at to make our investments last longer is what can we do to reduce the wear and tear on the roads. And one of the things that beat up our roads more than anything else are the garbage trucks that come through, particularly in the spring and fall when the frost is coming in and going out on a daily basis. But you know, in some places we've got 6-7 garbage trucks a day going down the same street, and it's wasted energy from the standpoint that everyone's garbage is going to the same place. So the state of Minnesota, as you saw in the memo from Mr. Atkins, we have absolute authority in terms of setting up districting if we so choose. There's no dispute on this. It's been litigated, and not only is the litigation clear that cities have the right to do this, but in addition to that, the state further affirmed it with some legislative changes in 2013. The county is not talking about this issue because the county has a side agreement with the haulers, and they are prohibited from entering into those discussions. However, that contract is in no way, shape, or form binding on the city of Rochester. And I also got you some information from Maplewood, Minnesota. And we had talked about this about a year ago when we talked about the same topic. But Maplewood, you saw that they've had tremendous success. They've reduced the wear and tear on their roads. They've reduced their congestion. And based on the real numbers that people were being charged, they're seeing something like a 50% or so reduction in what they're actually paying up there. So it's worked. And what they did is they actually went to a single hauler, and you know, there's no obligation to necessarily do that as well. So ultimately, there needs to be some discussion with the with the haulers, what their take on this would be. And it's not necessarily guaranteed that the haulers are going to be against it. In the city of Bloomington, the haulers actually came forward with a proposal to do something similar. But we are the stewards of the of the community assets, and as such, we should make some decisions in terms of how we can best protect these assets. This is one of the ways that we can do it. And you know, to put in perspective the potential savings that are here for our citizens, I did the math, and we have about 50 positions that I don't know how many of them we're going to fund, but we have about 50 position requests for next year. And if we could save the typical household in Rochester about $9 a month on their garbage, which seems reasonable based on the Maplewood numbers, that would actually create more savings for the people of Rochester and their garbage hauling than it would take a property tax levy to fund every one of those requested positions next year. So that's how much money we're talking about saving our constituents. At this point, as Mr. Atkins' memo pointed out, there is a process that we must go through to pursue this, and there would be an official start point to that process, but we aren't even there yet. My goal would be to hand this over to the Energy Commission, which has an interest in this from the energy standpoint, and set up a series of meetings to meet with these stakeholders. I think I gave you a list of the stakeholders in that memo that I sent out. The media, it's also on my website. But the idea would be to meet with the stakeholders, see what solution we think is the best for Rochester, and ultimately get it down to where we've got a single garbage truck running down all of our local streets collecting garbage every week. And it should be more efficient for the haulers. It should be more efficient, certainly more efficient for the city, better for our infrastructure, and save us money. So that's my recommendation. And then second part of that is based on the legal process that has to be set up per state statute, we would have to make a decision what we want to do, and my hope would be to do that before July 1st, because that worst-case scenario, then the six-month window means this is in place for next year.
You alluded to the process that we need to follow. Maybe I could call on Mr. Atkins to just, because not everyone received that memo. There are some steps that we need to go through.
This is the 2013 statute, which says that cities have the authority to engage what they call organized collection, a system of collecting solid waste garbage, in which a specified collector or a member of an organization of collectors is authorized to collect from defined geographic service areas or areas. So it could be an area or areas. The first step is to, in those cases where you have more than one licensed collector, which obviously Rochester does, is a notification to the public and to all licensed collectors in the community. And once you provide that notice, you are then engaging in a 60-day period in which meetings and negotiations shall occur exclusively between the collectors and the city. And that's all that would be involved in this meeting and negotiation process by that word exclusively. And the goal is to develop a proposal in which interested licensed collectors would collect garbage from designated sections of the city. And the proposal must identify the city's various priorities as to zone creation, traffic, safety, environmental performance, price, service provided, and must reflect the existing haulers maintaining their respective market share of business as determined by each hauler's average customer count during the 6 months prior to the beginning of that 60-day negotiation period. If this process is successful, there is the result. It results in an organized collection agreement, which must be in effect for a period of time between 3 and 7 years. And then upon the execution of that agreement, there must be a public notification and a public hearing before it takes effect. And as mentioned, any such effective date I don't think the six months would apply to the proposal under this section.
If it's agreed upon, it doesn't apply.
If it's agreed upon, so we don't go to the committee process.
Yep.
But if this process goes on, and we have a 60-day negotiation period, and there's an impasse, no agreement is reached, then we go to the committee process. And that's where you must establish what's known as an Organized Collection Options Committee. And the governing body appoints the members, and their duties are to determine what methods of organized collection should be examined, whether a system in which a single collector collects is the best way, or a system in which multiple collectors collect based upon different sections of the city is the best way, criteria for the selection of the collectors, information from other cities and towns. You must seek and receive the input from the official of the city responsible for solid waste issues, I assume that's the public works director, persons licensed to collect, and residents who are paying for those services. And then you issue a report. This committee issues a report. This governing body must provide public notice and hold at least one public hearing before deciding whether to implement organized collection in response to this report. And under this process, any effective date of the implementation of organized collection has a 6-month delay before it takes effect. Finally, Councilmember Wilczek mentioned litigation. I'm not aware of any. I just checked Westlaw. It's not been the subject of any appellate court cases. Maybe there's a district court case out there that I don't know about, but I'm not aware of any appellate court litigating the statute. It's only been in effect now for almost 2 years to the day.
And this was the statute postdates the litigation when a city took over hauling. Well, that's so why you didn't find it.
Okay.
And this was in response to that.
All right. So that's the process as simply as I can put it, but obviously it's not the most simplest process.
All right.
Key thing is that it's a worst case scenario, it's a 6-month process to get you to something. And the person I wanted to ask to, you know, talk a little bit about it is, you know, I mean, Richard, you see the impact these things have on our streets. What's your take on this whole concept?
Well, I think it's not only my take, but I think every time the garbage haulers introduce legislation to increase the legal weight of their vehicles, I think they can exceed weight limits irrespective of the seasons, and they're constantly making these requests. And even so, cities, other groups oppose it all the time, but they have a very strong lobbying interest, and they are able to prevail for years after years after years to get the weight limits on their trucks increase. And I mean, our residential streets aren't designed to handle 80 to 90,000 pound vehicles. And you know, I know cul-de-sacs is Michael's pet peeve, but these garbage trucks are probably our worst enemy in a cul-de-sac because most of them can't make the circle, so they go in and they do the T turnaround and stuff. And a tandem axle truck, two axles in the back.